Are you awake? Are you? Yeah, I just got home. No, I just got everything put up. It's almost 3:30. Yeah, no, I'm in late. Do you want me to leave you alone and let you go back to sleep? Was one of them days. Yeah. Do you mind? Okay. I missed you so much. You smell so good. What happened? There was a, you know, the past few days went pretty smooth at the station, and you know how it is. There's always a quiet before the storm. we had a structure fire there. What is it, like 13 hours ago? 14 hours ago? We were there for like 6 hours or so. I'm so exhausted. I got a nap when we got back to the station, but I ended up getting woke up. We had like 2 car wrecks, like 3 miles apart from each other. But yeah, the structure fire sucked. The new guy did good. What's his name again? His first name's Jeremy. I can't remember his last name. Something Irish, I think. Doolin. I don't know. But he did good. He was quick on his feet. It's just so cold outside, you know. We were actually wondering if the water was gonna start freezing coming off the truck. Yeah, fucking surprised I didn't freeze my goddamn tits off. Yeah. Well, everybody made it out okay, it was just a fucking shit show. Well, it took us like an hour to get everything, like after the initial, you know, setup and everything, like, I feel like it took us an hour to get into the flow of it. There was nobody trapped inside, so no one had to go in, thank God. But I just remember, like, the family sitting out there in their car, you know, just watching their house burn down. Crying. It's fucking so hard, you know? I mean, houses are replaceable, but God damn, it's an inconvenience. No, I don't know, it reminded me of my first structure fire when I was still a newbie. I never told you that story. Okay. We were actually, we were just hanging around. We just had dinner at the firehouse, and gotten all my certificates and stuff, and I hadn't had a chance to roll out yet, because when I did roll out, I was always, like, second, third, but, the tones came through, and it was fucking dead winter. It was piss pouring snow outside. Fire chief told me to stay behind with the other crew, and he sorted out his best, got them raring to go, and then they left, and we were just kind of waiting, and then we heard from them on the radio about 10 minutes later saying to bring out the other truck, so that's what we did. It was late at night, it was dark, and we couldn't see no smoke. And when we were getting close to where we were supposed to be, we got, the dispatcher told us over the radio that we could slow down, you know, no visible flames or whatever. And like 45 seconds to a minute later, right at the tree line, you just seen this big orange glow. And I was like, that's flames. So, you know, we're rushing to get there, and we get everything all set up. We get the water going. I mean, and there must be 3 foot of snow on the ground. I'm running back and forth. Nobody was in the structure again, so, you know, no one's going in if there's no need to. And it was a mobile home, and those can be completely burned down in about 11 minutes, depending on what year they're made. And I remember just being amazed at watching the water freezing, coming, like, off the truck, like, around the couplings, and it was just crazy. Slipping and sliding everywhere. I was a fucking mess. Jesus, I was such a mess. And I was trying to, like, you know, just soak it in and be like, this is going to be what my life is, you know? I gotta get it down and everything. And I just remember I turned and I looked, and there's this woman with her little dog in her arms, in her snow boots and a nightgown and a robe, shaking and looking at everything she had up in flames. And the sad reality is that what the flames don't get, the water will. And this poor woman had nothing left. And in that moment right there, it really drove it home how, you know, tragic it was. Even if you get you and your loved ones out and your pets, you know, you're losing everything. You know, luckily she grabbed her phone on the way out, and so she was on a lot of phone calls, and she was crying, and people were showing up to help. But yeah, what the fire didn't fuck up, we did, just because we can't help it. I just hated that so much for her. I know when I had, like, a moment here and there, I would pop over and I would talk to her and try to let her know, you know, at least she was okay. And she was genuinely happy with that, but I can't imagine having to start over and rebuild everything from the ground up. And that's what kind of, you know, today's, the whole thing reminded me of. I forget how lucky I am, how fortunate we are, you know. You get people like that, and, like, what do you say? Except I'm sorry. You know, we can only get there so fast. And it takes so long to get set up sometimes. Did anything good happen today? I didn't have to roll hose or anything today. That's always a good thing. Yeah, the new guy, he rolled up the hose. Him and Jamie did. Yeah, I was just happy I didn't have to do it for once. Oh, God, and Shelly, you know, Chief's wife, she brought in some of that casserole that we love. Oh, God. And, like, some fresh bread and rolls. Oh, it was so good. There was, like, none left. There was absolutely none left between all of us. We demolished it. Oh, it was so good, though. Sorry, I'm tired. I'm so worn out. I took a hot shower before I left the station to come home, but I still feel grody, you know? Sometimes it just doesn't feel like it comes off. Especially the smells. It does smell. No. It might be just inside my nose then. I mean, like, you're suited up and you got your, like, your SCBA on and shit, but every now and then, like, you can smell it. What? Yeah, I miss you. I always miss you. You know, I hate sleeping at the station. Beds aren't, like, uncomfortable, but they're not, like, our bed. You know? It doesn't have my little place etched into it. No, I've got the next few days off. Figured I'd sleep in. And then when you get home from work, we'll go do something. We'll go to the store or something. Yeah. That little Italian place down the road that you've been talking about. For dinner, I don't feel like cooking. I don't want you to cook. I just want to, like, spend the evening just being slow and lazy, you know? I'm always running around. Speaking of running around, I gotta go to the gym. Yeah. Not now. I mean, like, tomorrow night or something. Yeah. Yeah, a few people made some comments about... I don't want to get into it, but... They're right, though. I mean, heart attacks are the number one killer in firefighters across the nation. Maybe the world, I'm not sure, but... I like to just joke and say it's because my lieutenant and my chief's gonna give me a heart attack with all their bullshit, but it's not that. No, I just wanna lay with my mouth closed for a minute. No. Just go back to sleep, baby. I'm not going anywhere. No, I've already got, like, everything where it needs to go, and if I fall asleep in my clothes, I fall asleep in my clothes. I'm not getting up to change. No, come here. Come here, snuggle me. No, come on, kiss me. Kiss me, kiss me. I love you. Yes, I love you so much. I missed you.